in it for the kicks back in my day.
1991, Shane Hennigan and Amon Downs. They met through a record shop where Amon was working. They got together in the studio. They formed the alias of Liquid. They created a four-track EP just for the hell of it. They pressed it to vinyl. A small amount of copies, kind of not really thinking too much of it, got in the right hands. It became an instant must-play at raves, and they completely sold out of them. One of the greatest labels in the world at that time, XR Recordings. In fact, it's the same label that Adele is signed to right now. They came knocking on the door of the Liquid guys in 1992. They signed it and released it to the world 24 years later. And the track, Sweet Harmony, is recognized as one of the biggest piano rave anthems ever. I have had so many memories with this tune. I was like, right, I need to speak to this man. So we spoke to Amon, who is Liquid, and he runs Liquid solely these days, to get the story on the absolute classic. Here's the story of Sweet Harmony.
We made it to do a big track in a club. We made it to make a tune that's going to just stand out in a rave. Shane and I didn't really know what we were doing. Yeah, the samples for Sweet Harmony were a couple of breakbeats, and a lot of people thought that we sampled the piano, but we didn't. We actually replayed it, only because you can't sample it cleanly from the record. And the vocal, and again, there's other people have, like the UK release of Someday by Cece Rogers, and can't understand where we got the vocal from. But there's an Atlantic Records USA 12 that has a kind of a cappella. It's an a cappella that's got elements of music in, but you can get in Sweet Harmony very, very clean on its own. It's also where that Mickey Finn tune, Some Justice, Serve and Shakedown, that sample comes from there as well. And funny enough, that was on promo at a similar time. And I remember once we had the Sweet Harmony, Sweet Harmony was like just about to be finished on vinyl, just about to pick them up. And I heard the Mickey Finn tune on the radio. And I just remember listening to it thinking, oh my God, someone else has done a track like it. And I was just dreading hearing the piano. They didn't have the piano in, so it was cool. It all happened pretty quickly. So the initial EP, we just did that, and Liquid as Liquid was, there was a version of Liquid as Liquid, which was a B-side. And to be honest, we didn't even really have an A-side, B-side mentality. We just needed to fill up the record, the vinyl.
Who were some of the people that were playing Sweet Harmony? Maybe some of the people that first picked it up and made it big?
The people I credit with making it really big, to be honest, are, well, the person, if I'm really honest, is Pete Tong on Radio 1, who, he had the biggest show at the time on a Friday night. But I put the radio on that night, and I just heard the strings play. And I think that was probably one of the best moments, if I'm honest. That was one of the real genuine dance, jumping up and down on the bed moments. The track only cost £80 to make, and it cost probably about £750 to press and distribute. And although that's not a lot of money, and it was money that I didn't have, my girlfriend at the time was an artist, and she'd got a scholarship to a London art school, and a lot of the other people that were going there were generally, I don't mean this as a slight, but generally rich kids, like from huge wealthy families. And one of her friends' boyfriend lent me the money to do the pressing and distribution. I think I went through a period not really being grateful enough to that guy for that. I paid him back, obviously, and gave him good profit, but and I would have had no other way of raising the money.
How many copies do you think it sold?
You know what, I've never got around to checking. In the first week, before it even went in the shops, they pre-sold close to 100,000. I would guess now it must be close to 500,000, I guess. Something I should ask them. They keep meaning to, but I'm just not optimistic that they'd ever give me that kind of information.
In It for the Kicks, the electronic music show with Greg Churchill and Nick Cullings, Friday nights, 10 till midnight on Radio Hauraki.